recording it or not?
Yeah.
Okay, he asked you that, you said no. Recording or live stream?
I said live stream.
Okay.
He's recording though. I'll just record from that mic up there.
Okay.
So, it doesn't pick me up very well.
Last time we met, we had 7 people that are interested in Cyber Club. We have Evan and Austin and Jacob. Justin was number 4. Who was number 5? Jared? Justin, Jacob, Austin, Jared, Evan was here last time. And who were the other 2? I'll make sure I got enough numbers.
Sounds like you guys need a secretary.
Who am I missing?
Yeah, we have...
You're volunteering?
I think I might.
We have a...
8 minutes, man.
Treasurer. Right?
Oh, I can't tell who people are. Who's Hate of Spades? There's King Seth. Hate of Spades.
Lenny.
I'm keying out there.
What's that?
I'm keying out there. You're,
okay.
So anyway, we got people.
Anyways, I'm trying to get at here is if we want to continue this going forward on our own, we need at least 8 people. That's 8 people to compete. And if we only have 8, that's not going to be enough. We need at least 10, in my opinion, to have our own team and not team up with University of Mary. So
you'll definitely need more than 8. Because you're going to have some people that just can't make it all of a sudden last couple. Hey, get over here.
Jacob, who was all here last time? We had you 3. We had Jared. That was 4. We had Justin was 5.
Tyler.
Tyler, yes. He was 6. I thought we had 1 more.
Those would be the meds.
Doesn't say. But what I was just saying is, like, you compete with 8, and
you'll have 2 extras.
We need to have at least 10 people that are going to be committed to show up on a pretty regular basis if we want to continue on our own.
Yep.
Otherwise, we're going to team up with the University of Mary. So I don't know what your guys' thoughts and opinions are on that. If you think we can get enough to continue forward with our own group, then we will. But if you guys don't think we're going to, then we need to bring those guys in.
He's stuck in a class right now.
Okay.
And, yeah. We can, even just practices, even if you don't know if you're serious yet, practices. I mean, we got a really good crash course into Palo Alto. That's something we don't even touch on in the curriculum right now.
Yeah.
So.
But anyways, like I said, this is something to keep in mind, and we need to really make sure that we're going to have enough going forward. So I just, like I said, bring that up because I don't want to get to the end and we're in January, February, and now, crap, we only got 6 people that want to go. Then we're scrambling or we're not going to be able to go at all. So anyways, keep that in the back of your mind, and as we move forward with our days and our times, we will do that. I would like to acknowledge Tony Auckland here in the room. For those of you guys that do not know Tony, he works down at Frayne Barracks. He's attached to Andy Slick, and he's the cybersecurity analyst for ITD. Did I get that right?
Yep. Nailed it.
So Tony really helped us out last year with this whole CCD initiative. He came to all of our sessions. He chimed in with, you know, tips and tricks and things that we should look at, and was there for the whole competition last year. So you guys had mentioned last time we met that, you know, one of the things maybe we could maybe do for training is to grab one of the machines we were presented with at the competition. Well, not the actual ones, but the ones from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe give it to like an expert like Tony and say, here's this machine. What would you look at? Where would you go? How would you tell if it's been infected or compromised? You look at the event log. Do you take a look at the computer management? You know, just kind of get an idea of what somebody might do to see if there's any indicators of compromise on there.
It's different to go through a presentation like, okay, this. Well, I mean, just hand somebody who's good at it, you know, have it right in front of them.
Yep, just to see how maybe they think or what they might do.
Is there a reason for it to be a machine versus a firewall or versus something else or just one thing to try?
Yeah,
each component, if you can.
I think ideally we'd like to see someone who's an expert walk through each component. So,
and I wouldn't say expert, but I mean, I certainly investigated some cases. I can show you some things with that. But each one of them is generally unique, so it's a little different to be presented with each challenge.
Yeah. I just keep going back to the last year's challenge, and after the first day, someone asked, yeah, when I first turned on that domain controller, all the users were domain admins. Is that something that should have been?
Oh, that's a good one.
And I'm like, that would have been like one of the very first things I would have checked is go into AD users and computers and just see who's there.
But as you know, learned last year, be careful when you are
don't kick everybody out of the domain admin.
Yes, you want to have somebody.
Oh, because you lost the domain admin?
Yes.
Couldn't get back?
Yes.
Sweet.
Gonna blame that on Mary.
Well, we're not gonna
blame about it.
They were Windows.
But those are just the types of things. So I guess maybe we should take a step back. Keenan, you're kind of comfortable with what CCDC is. Do you want us to give you the whole spiel like we did last time?
I'm pretty comfortable with it. I read up on it, so
okay.
I know the gist of it.
Yeah, so this is the scoreboard. This is how you get points. We were team two. As you can see, we had HTTP.
We were team three.
Were we?
Yeah, we were team three.
No, it says BSC on here.
We were. I thought we were team three.
On the scoreboard, we were team two. Get third place.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm...
Your score looked a lot better last time you showed us.
Might have been a different screenshot because, I mean, it changes throughout the day.
This was...
Right there, BSC is team
three.
No,
that was 2017. That was the year before.
Never mind.
So anyway, everybody was green at first. And then they logged in. whether it was...
And then we turned on our computers.
So, you know, if somebody logged in. And, a couple teams, they took themselves off the grid completely. Who is it that never came back up again?
Never mind. I don't know. NDSU was down the entire first day and most of the second day, and then they came up at the end.
There were some people that they tried to put everything behind the firewall at first and then figure out how to make everything work. A couple teams maybe accidentally nuked everything. So then there was teams like us who we go into our machines after the 15-minute
head start
because we were still setting up Windows because they gave us generalized or out of box experience. Sys prep machines. So anyway, this is what it looks like later. A lot of red. Let's see. The HTTP, that was me. I kept it going. I think that was me. Anyway, this could have been taken when HTTP was down. But, that MX, that was the mail server. They knew that. Kernel just gone. It was Arch. I said was. So, yeah. this is just a list of stuff. They have queries from the white team. They run queries to go through your firewall. You got to make sure that goes through and interacts with services. Basically, you're securing those services against the red team while still allowing the white team to score. So, yeah.
Did you have a desktop? You did, didn't you? A couple of them?
There
was a bunch of DCs.
There was like 8 laptop
files. Servers.
So,
were they actual functioning laptops, or did they play a different service?
Actually,
such as?
Okay, so the equipment we had I think that's cable. Do we have a switch on there? Or was the Palo Alto
the Palo Alto switch? Was the switch.
And then we had Ethernet strung out to 8 laptops. Those 8 laptops were in scope for Red Team. So they could screw with us with that. That was wonderful. Our guy was actually pretty nice, or I didn't have my laptop on the domain. That's actually for strategy. They said to put the laptops on the domain. You got points for the inject. Looking at how much they were screwing with the teams that had their laptops in the domain, at the time, we may want to think about giving up those points, because you put them on the domain, firewall's off immediately. And it took our Windows guys a while to find all the group policies.
The Windows firewall or the firewall on the laptops?
Windows firewall on the laptops.
So a server on the laptop?
Yes.
So you want to make sure your server firewall is off.
Yeah, and protecting your environment before you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were able to get to your laptops?
Some of us, not our team. I think he was having too much fun with all the domain admin accounts that had the password 1. So.
Sure. Well, I mean, the last year is the first year learning.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you guys will know better what to do in the future.
Hopefully.
Are you bringing Jason Wall back in, or are you gonna? Do you want someone else, or?
I work with Evan Hellman from NISC. He's actually a former student. He does their PA stuff over there. So he came up after our little session.
Yep, I talked to Evan myself.
Super excited about it. So kind of see how it goes. Apparently, Palo Alto Networks is creating a self-guided course for CCDC participants on how to
cool.
The firewall too. I might be able to get a sysadmin or engineer, they call them, systems engineer, either virtually or live too, if we wanted that. Palo Alto Networks. You know, I think that.
Can I ask a couple other questions?
Yeah.
What are we going to use to communicate this year? We had Slack last year.
We had Discord.
And who's taking minutes for these meetings?
Well, that's got the recording.
Okay.
And let's see, Jared.
I think you better have at each one. You know who was in attendance.
Yeah.
Who's the members that are absent?
So this year.
You end up having 5 or 6 absences, you might have to reach out to somebody and say, hey, are you going to do this or not?
So. Yeah, exactly. This year we moved it to an official club on campus, mm-hmm. So it's Cyber Club. So,
which is starting to become a headache, I think. It's going to be a headache.
A little bit.
Yeah, oh, so.
In order to get that funding, we have to do it.
Yeah.
It gives us an opportunity for funding and some organization to be recognized, and I think in the end it'll be good.
Okay, but that's a good thing.
We have to go to a monthly meeting, and we have to keep minutes, right. And...
Yeah, you're going to have to leave your dorm rooms and come see each other. So. Hang out with Matt a little bit.
Let's see if Matt comes.
Matt over here.
Yeah, I would say I'm pretty disappointed for being an informational meeting that we didn't get anybody.
Well, if you got people in class and stuff like that.
Well, this is our second one.
Does anybody work? Anybody have jobs?
Well, yeah, actually a few people I thought were interested maybe, but they had to go and do stuff.
They want to reach out to Matt or some of us and we can get them information.
The thing with this meeting is we're trying a different time to see if we can pull more people.
Yeah.
Last time we had it at like 7 or 6.
6.
So
6:30.
6:30, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 6.
Did a lot of people come last time?
That's not more than that. We were trying to get some of the freshmen and make it happen after the class.
I like it the middle, like the 3, 4 o'clock. But
I actually thought we'd get a lot more if we did it right after classes, but...
Well, we'll have to keep trying.
So last time we elected Jared as president, Austin as vice president. You're going to be secretary and treasurer.
And treasurer, okay.
That's usually how it goes, right?
He offered to be secretary.
You're going
to
be secretary?
I just offered and asked.
He was the one to ask about it. He was taking minutes on it.
Can I get a second?
And I'm trying to promote him, you know, I don't know.
Secretary, you want to be in it?
Yeah, pick the pieces and then...
All in favor of Keenan being secretary for Cyber Club, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
I'm not voting. I did not vote Cyber Club.
I'm not voting. So motion carried.
4 ayes.
So you got that. 4 that you can take?
Yeah, it's over here.
Okay.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
K-E-E-N-A-N?
Oops, it's, yeah.
Well,
there. I typed
I. I kept it very safe.
That'd be a good idea.
So,
are you going to wait to curl back and...
What's that?
I heard the colonel back.
He said call him if we need him.
Yeah, because he's kind of done.
Yeah.
Who's he appointing instead? Do you know? Anybody? Do you want more professionals, you know, nerds like me, or do you want just you and me and these guys for a while?
I don't know. And then... I, like I said last time, to these guys that were here, I said, this is a student club now, so a few of you guys have competed, I'm going to look to them to say this is what we want.
Sure.
And then between you and I and Nick and whoever else, we can go find that for them. So, if they want a session on Palo Alto, I'll find someone to do that. If they want a person on... We're going to have Security Onion or whatever the heck they had, Snort or whatever. I'll find someone that's done that before. Or Sim or something like that. So I think, you know, what the students need to do here going forward is figure out when you guys want to meet on a regular basis, what day and what time, and then figure out what you guys want to do. What trainings do you want? What activities do you want to perform? And then we'll just go forward doing that. You know what I mean? So in November sometime, we're going to have our first official meeting. It's going to be at this time. We're going to try to meet at that time, or right around that time, going forward every month or every 3 weeks or every 2 weeks, whatever you guys want to do. And that first night, what are we going to do? Are we going to talk strategy? Are we going to look at Windows Admin? Are we going to look at the firewall? Are we just going to come and BS or what? I mean, I don't care what we do.
You care.
I care. But I don't want to drive the thing.
I downloaded a chat for gamers app. That is.
Yep.
You're gonna be a gamer.
I am, but I just don't tell many people.
So Nicholas, you weren't here. Keenan, you weren't here last time. And what's your guys' interest level in this? Like, do you want to compete, or you just kind of want to see what it is, or
in between the two?
In between
the two. Because I can also.
You want to compete?
Yeah.
Honestly, for it, I didn't compete last year either, but it sounds like a lot of it's going to be like, yeah, buzzer starts.
It made me think I was crazy.
Buzzer starts, everything cracks.
So, like, how that?
Everyone has to be right.
Keenan?
I definitely want to compete. I don't know how much help I'm going to be, but it's still learning.
We all feel that way. Less. Even in the professional.
Everybody.
Yeah.
They don't feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. It's a learning experience.
Plus, you know, what I mean is it's a learning experience.
Think of how nervous like Tanya was before we started. How calmly she talks about it now.
Exactly.
Although she had a really good presentation, she was on about, it's nerve wracking.
Yeah, the slash day. So you can tell people to use slash nick. But try not to actually change your nick. Like, I changed my nick too.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
No. No. Like, should we have people just change their nick for this server? So we have an actual name. It'd make a lot of sense.
I spell Langerud.
Oh, yeah.
G-E-R. I've been changing it in the wrong way. But we can do the nick if you want.
I mean, whatever. But yeah, you can do it. I
think for your next meeting, it'd be a good idea for you guys to come with ideas, every one of you, about what you want to see. Especially those that competed. You should be able to look at some of the stuff you did. Go, here's what else we need to see on it.
I think in my mind, that's exactly what I want to happen, but I would like that to be beforehand, before the next meeting. Because if we use the next meeting to plan going forward, we're in the same boat we were last year. We're starting in December versus starting in January. We want to start now.
I suppose it's already October.
Yeah.
We're only going to meet once a month.
What
do we mean by
these guys?
We meant
like every week because we started at the end of January and we're gonna compete in March.
What? Say every couple weeks minimal.
I'd like to see 2 to 3 times a month. That's what I'd like to see.
Can we set the next meeting for 2 weeks? No.
I think if you guys kinda came up with what you want to do or see going forward, that could kind of dictate the amount of times.
You also don't need to wait for us to meet either. You know, you guys can have meetings on your own or special training events or studying groups, just like you would for any course.
Yeah, like a...
You guys
Okay. Yeah, Jared's.
Are you on the Discord? You're on Discord?
Yeah, it's the day.
Are you on Discord now? Yeah, you said you were. So everyone in the group is on Discord now.
I'm working on
it. Except for Colin. He doesn't know what it is.
Oh, I know.
I don't know what it was either.
You know,
I feel like I'm getting
punked
here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go around.
Yeah. Can you believe you just gave us this episode?
Well, Matt gave it to you, so don't worry. Austin gave it to you. That's really what it said.
If what?
You gave him a sheet asking for email and password, or email and stuff, email and phone.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd be concerned.
When you say ID number, BSCID,
yes.
Discord ID,
BSCID,
Social Security?
All of the above.
What are you trying to do here?
I'm missing someone from the last time that we met. Who the heck was it? We had 7 guys there. I did have another sophomore that signed up on... that signed up on Discord.
Yeah, 9 members including me.
9 on Discord?
Yep.
Am I one of those?
Yep.
Well, that's not good. We get us 8 students. We gotta have more.
You can recruit unit clubs.
Say you want to recruit this?
I think that's already
gotta go. Yeah. One of those 8 is Ian Johnson, who actually is done with the program, but he has like a couple generals left.
So he wants to compete. And I said, Danny, sign up and we'll give you the details.
So we got to start using this Discord then to...
Yeah, that's him.
So we got to start using this to communicate when our next meetings and everything thing is.
We have a channel that upcoming events. Plan was, as meetings came up, we put the new one on.
Okay.
So which guy decided when and where. I can't do it tonight or tomorrow, but I can probably make a Google.
What should we ask?
Questionnaire about where what everyone wants to see. We're going to throw the ad here and no one's going to read it.
You want to do something with Palo Alto?
I think that Palo Alto Firewall is the game changer. If you got somebody that can make that thing dance, you can stop a lot of attacks.
I'd like to, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we kind of talked to me that you'd want to be the firewall and stuff like that.
So,
I think we just need to get, first off, we try to get everyone here.
Yep. That's the
and
first
then
thing.
She just take, like, pull up last year's and take a step back and see, okay, what do we have? I don't think anyone understands what we have. Like, I know firewall links have been thrown a few times, but I don't think anyone realizes it's just what is it that we have to focus on.
Okay. I like that. I still got the competition papers from last year. We can share that. Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. If we're going to meet more regularly than once a month, then I feel comfortable with using that next meeting to do that. We need to get everybody that wants to be part of this in the same room at the same time, which I know is going to be very hard, but there's got to be a time where we can get everybody in the same room, lay out last year's competition, talk about the roles that we had and what those roles saw, and potentially get a plan going forward there. We could get almost that whole team from last year together too if we wanted to share their experience and what they actually saw. I don't know if they wanted to do that or not.
Yeah, because we didn't, we had a debrief. We had that debrief at the New Mary afterwards.
I just don't have Dylan or what's the other guy's name? No one knows. I don't have their contacts.
Message.
So we have to get at least 12 people then for this? Looking at the rules?
I would say a minimum of 10, but.
I'd like that. 10 would be nice. We need a minimum of 8 to compete.
Well, looking at the rules, it says we have to submit a roster up to 12.
Up to
12.
It's just you end up with people dropping out at the end. Hey, you can't make
that
it.
Weekend? I can't make it that
weekend. Well, that's kind of what happened last year.
Yep.
And that's why Justin got to go.
If you're trying to just do a BSC team, you better make sure you got that full 10.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to continue with just 8. If we are, then I'm going to have to call Kevin at New Mary. Because I asked for $2,000 to go do this. So
yeah,
I'm not going to look silly and not go. I know you guys talked about trying to get Darian involved.
shit.
Did I?
We're probably going to have to follow up with some calls and such, things like that. Knowing where they are, why they're not coming.
Justin wasn't in class at all today.
No, Justin.
I guess that's another thing too is, so if we decide, so at the next meeting, we lay out the competition, we talk about the different roles, and if we decide you're the firewall admin, do we want to have a session where everybody learns the firewall? Because you just want that learning? Or do you want to,
like I said,
do things more individually?
I feel it wouldn't hurt to have one or two people. Like, obviously, I've been focusing on one thing. It wouldn't hurt to have a couple extra people also trained on the firewall.
That way,
if something happens where it's just, you're just slammed,
you can just slammed, or if there's something you don't get, yeah, or whatever else.
You can pull someone else who's also in the same course as you.
I like that. I remember last year someone was like, well, why am I learning the firewall when I brought that guy in? I mean, I'm not doing that. I'm like, okay.
Should we have people write down what they're interested in?
I remember the one, Ryan.
Ryan.
He's that right there, and he had a black hat on.
Oh, yeah.
He sounded pretty interested. He wanted to go last year just to go to the conference.
So, do you want to have people say three things they're interested in? Firewall, Linux, Windows, or what else? And just say, okay, those in Discord, what you're interested in, and we plan meetings around different topics. You want everybody to show up for them, or, you know, we have a meeting for Windows, and if you say Windows, you have to be there, or if you aren't, then I should come, but you know, you won't be moved to a different task if you manage.
I think that we need to be a little bit more specific, like, with what we want, instead of just saying Windows or Linux or Palo Alto. Like, let's have a session. One of the biggest things is change passwords immediately. Okay, how do we do that across all systems on the domain? Can we bring someone in that can show us, here's a quick little script you can write, change every password on all the Linux machines.
Write your own.
Yeah.
Instead of looking for one. I mean, there's going to be a ton of them out there to find.
You can't bring our own. You have to write it there.
Yeah, we have to write it.
You have to write there, yeah.
I thought we could bring, can we bring a USB or something with information on it? I thought
there was paper. Stuff on it.
Either way, you have the script. Yeah. If you guys write it, you don't have to copy someone else's.
But if it's a long script.
It's open source, open to the public.
That's not going to make a difference if it's someone else showing you or if you guys find your own.
That's true.
Yeah.
That doesn't affect that at all.
So you could download it from the internet then?
I was going to say, if we could find something that's legit to download,
yeah,
we could find it before
GitHub,
write down where it's at, and then just download it with GitHub. You can do that. You can download one. You can get one from the link stores.
But there's several.
Put up your own server where all your stuff is.
You can't download it.
Like, I know Microsoft has a tool where you can go and run it on the DC and it will automatically change everybody's password. Just try running. Like, that would have been an excellent tool to run out of the gates last. So things like that, I think, we need to think about. Like, strategy tools or, I don't know how to explain. Do you know what I'm thinking? Like, last year we had no clue, so we just,
okay,
let's have a session on Linux, and we talked a little bit about Linux. And let's have a session on Windows, we did a session on group policy. And we just kind of introduced the firewall.
We definitely find tools that make the process look wrong.
I think so. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud.
Well, I think we have sessions here. And
then, you know, we're going to have people delegated to a task so that they can do some research on their own time. We can find tools if they want to make their job very easier, faster.
I think last year too, the intent was like if you were the firewall guy, we'd hook you up with like a Tony from industry that works with that. So if you had questions, you had that person to ask. We never really did that, but I think we kind of started off along those lines.
That was the idea, but it quickly became classroom.
Yeah, it is.
And what about for playgrounds? What do we have set up for a playground to, you know, to practice?
I think that might be a big key guy.
Getting
trying to put what we learned.
The thing is, must have the equipment here to build that for yourself.
Definitely. It's just how do we access it? Are we going to stipulate that everybody has to come here and to be on BSC's network to connect to the box to do that? Or are we going to have some way of providing this remotely? Do we have
We're going to run into issues there.
Issues.
Yeah.
If not on campus, I don't
know. Because you know something about the state, it probably would be good to have a VPN with a pipe you rate to BSC's network.
Well, quite frankly, I don't know what would give a crap. I mean, we know where everybody's network is and what it's doing. I mean, you guys are VPNing in. But you're going to want to create some kind of sandbox of your own. I mean, the guard has one.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Let's talk to Ray and them and see if they'd be interested. I mean, if we see a bunch of threats on the network, it'll be quiet.
Yeah, if you're not going through VPN, and I'm seeing SSH requests, that's going to be blocked.
Well, it might be blocked already if that's not open through the firewall.
Yeah. Well, do you guys want to do that for next meeting?
I think we need to step back and take an actual look at what happened last year.
Take a look at what happened last year, kind of define some roles. That'll maybe give us an idea of what we want to plan for going forward. So our homework for the next session is figure out a date and time that's going to work for everybody, for our group of 10. It'd be nice to get 12, because there's going to be weeks when people can't come and things going on. And when it comes down to that March timeline, someone gets sick or decides they don't want to go or whatever else. We can always dress Nick up as a student, I suppose.
He's already got the
looks like one now.
Thoughts, Ken?
I gave your user rights 2 minutes, so you can write the minute now. So.
Is there a group or something I'm supposed to look for on Discord or something to add?
There is a thing about it.
Yeah. You private message me that, right?
If you go to server side, it should be an invite. It's an infinite link. It doesn't go away.
What are you guys thinking about for meeting times and days?
So, yeah, there's the
code. You can't read that. So it's discord.gg/that code, I think. Or is it Jordan?
Can't you... can't you just punch that in somewhere?
You have Discord open, you can punch it in,
Yeah.
You just punch it in on Discord.
Which you should, because they just downloaded it.
That's right.
Does that help?
Okay, so hit the plus button. You're going to do Docker server.
So like on the Linux side, was there one thing, like after that competition, you're like, damn, I wish I would have known how to do that?
MySQL.
Okay.
I absolutely had no idea what I was looking at. And the other guy, I can't remember.
Dylan.
Yes. He knew something about MySQL, which, well, if we would get a, if we had just worried about that, and we probably would have been safe there. But
see, those are the things. Those are the kind of things I want to pull out and be like, oh, see,
MySQL.
You didn't know anything about that, so let's have a session on that.
We could. I could bring somebody from ICD to talk about that.
Perfect. That's the kind of conversation I want to get because Tony knows a guy that can do that. You know, we start talking about Palo Alto. I know a guy that can teach that. Or get those Windows guys in here from last year if we can. You know, if I would know how to do this, it would have helped a lot. I don't know what you guys saw at all.
Yeah, that's difficult.
That's the difficult part.
See if we can... First of all, the firewall needs to come down. We need to...
We got to have a few sessions on that, for sure.
And map everything inside. And see what's open. Close the ports. Or, you know, just look for cron jobs that pipe port 5,000 directly in the root shell. That's kind of the beginning for Linux. Change of password kind of at the pretty high up there. Yeah, it kind of hinges on the firewall guy. Kind of this stuff together.
Never have much time.
Whether it takes the firewall, or whether it just takes that external port down, unplug the cable, at when 15 minutes is up.
I think, you know, what you're talking is like, obviously you can't plan for everything, might not be able to adhere to it, but have some sort of playbook or thought process in mind.
Yeah.
And that bell goes off, we're going to try to do this.
We're going to
unplug everything, or we're going to set these firewall rules.
Be careful unplugging it all.
Or that, or this, or whatever.
Well, that's, they said there is a deduction of points for being unplugged. But
is it like a set reduction, or is it just
per time?
You lose points because your stuff is not up.
Yeah, you're not up.
Yeah,
you're down. So you lose points.
So you do lose points, but.
But the same thing, it was the team last year that
that's the team that won it. That was their strategy.
They had 15-20 minutes to get their defense up. And once their defense up, they could work.
So, I mean, the first thing would be to get the firewall up, blocking everything, deny anything. And then I think we had to make sure the NAP was operational so that we can get out and get updates. We can update the web servers right away and put HTTP up. We can start getting some points there. We're going to have to be all internal requests for HTTP to like the MySQL database or something like that. So that should be.
This all sounds like stuff you should write down, man.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is exactly the kind of thing that.
Reporting is perfect.
Exactly the kind of thing we want to. Think about going forward. It's chaos strategies. If we're going to do that, such strategy, we're going to do it tonight. We're going to see what's in our internal network. Because I think that was probably the first, hour, just figuring out what the hell you guys had in front of you, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is this stuff? What machines do I have? What's going on?
Well, you knew the machines due to the scoreboard, but you didn't know where they were.
Okay, so they gave us document that we print off ourselves. We had a document, where's it?
And that's what I can share next week. I have that document.
And we had IP address, what's on the machine, and we could kind of plan against that before the competition. We had that a couple weeks before, I think.
Yeah.
And it gave us kind of an outline, sort of in the, as, not as a, we did have a diagram. But it wasn't as a, it was like as an email, like from CEO. Yeah. Hi, we brought you in because our network is amazing, but somehow somebody got in. So could you you take a look at it, and this is, we have this machine at this IP address. It's got these services running. And so basically what we did, we assigned machines to people, and then we just said, okay, go do stuff with those machines. Go do security.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So we had people's names written down. When the bell rung, we fired up our laptops. And, yeah. It wasn't like, okay, minute two, we had PuTTY installed. You know, minute two, we were typing in a super memorable password. Isn't that what Cortana says?
Yeah.
We were listening to Cortana. So, I think on their part, having the computers generalized was a problem. Not generalized, out of box.
Well, that was deploying in a very similar fashion.
Yeah. Could have popped in Linux USB on, but it had faster. I know.
But yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping you guys get to. Like I said, you can't plan for everything, and it might go to shit the first
whatever
2 minutes.
Whatever you plan, it's going to go to shit.
But you can at least,
if you get really specific stuff, you know, if we...
I'm going to deny any. I'm going to create a snapshot of every single one of those servers.
Yeah.
I'm going to fire up the laptops. I'm going to have 6 people do that, and the other 2 people are going to do the business injects while we get this thing up. And at the 30-minute mark, we're going to see... All right, I think we can bring this thing online. We're going to go online. Or we're going to risk it for another half hour. Whatever.
Okay, so
that's kind of what I'm hoping you guys maybe get
here's
to.
An idea. Here's an idea for the first meeting. We've got a bunch of ESXi boxes. Let's fire it up. Let's get acquainted with ESXi itself, the web interface. Because that was one thing. We had, I don't know if many people there were really acquainted with ESXi. See, they interacted.
VMware ESXi?
Yes. They interacted with the computers, you know, okay, this IP address, I go log in. And nobody besides Mike really was in ESXi, I think.
How did you interact with them?
We could go through the console.
Uh-huh.
We get ESXi console. But it was mainly, I think anyway, just like RDP.
RDP directly to the VMs?
Yeah, I think that's what they did on the Windows. Yeah, pretty sure that's what they did on the Windows side, except when they locked themselves out, I think they had to go to console or something. But, yeah, if we get everybody familiar with, okay, logging in, and then, okay, here's, you know, virtual machines, there's the data stores, and some basic networking stuff. And then, okay, taking snapshots. Should do that next week.
In conjunction with what we talked about, talking about the competition, defining some roles.
Yeah. But I think going over ESXi up here.
Yeah, we could just take one of those physical machines, install ESXi on it, connect it to the projector.
Yeah, because we're gonna walk in. There's gonna be VMs on it. We're not gonna have to install ESXi. Now, we don't have to show the here that. But yeah, definitely interacting with the web interface.
ESXi or was it vCenter?
It was ESXi. It would have been ESXi because we only had one machine. They probably had vCenter managing ours.
Probably.
Because they were able to push out restores of our VMs. Or SCP or something. But anyway.
So next mean ESXi crash course, last year's competition crash course, and to find some possible...
Find what to look for. Yep. To find what we're going to do next, right?
Yep. I like that. It gives us at least something to start with.
It'll give people, too, that didn't compete last year an idea of how it worked.
We should try to verify the people that are going to attend next.
Yeah.
If they really want to be a part of it.
You guys need to decide when and where, so.
And I have to get to that meeting over there.
Better hustle. Starts at 4, right? Started 30 seconds ago?
Yeah. No, I never actually punctual over there, unfortunately.
What? No, meetings are always 2 minutes late.
Well, I was more than 2 minutes late last time. They're not tech.
So what do you guys want to do for the ESXi? Do you want me to bring in someone from industry? Or
I think you and me could start cover it.
Okay. I can sure show you guys, but if you'd rather listen to someone else besides me, we can sure do that.
Should I post this recording on Discord?
Yeah, up to you.
It might be too big.
No, I'll use my own website. Let's build a link to it.
It's dangerous.
Everybody trusts me, don't you know?
Put it in the minute section?
Yeah. That's where I'll drop the link.
I got to run to my next one, too.
All right, thanks for coming.
Catch you later.
Yep.
Tony Auckland, yeah. I don't know how to spell Auckland. A-U-K-L-A-N.
It's on my Skype at work. I'll pull it off there.
Yeah.
A-U-K-L-A-N. I try to keep